Smithfield Union employees will vote whether to accept a contract from the company on Thursday. The Sioux Falls pork plant was the site of one of the largest COVID outbreaks in the country over a year ago. SDPB's Lee Strubinger has more.
The union is dissatisfied with the company's current contract offer, which establishes an $18 an hour wage and cuts a break period. The union is pushing for $19 an hour and hoping to avoid changes to employees' health plans. BJ Motley is the president of the union. He says members are disappointed.
How they praised that we was essential workers and their heroes and stuff by coming to work daily. We're doing this, you know, pandemic, and we feel that, you know, the workers, you know, deserve to be, you know, rewarded for that. And we feel that now that the pandemic is going down, that they don't show any appreciation for all that time that the workers was coming in and out of work on a daily basis.
Motley says Smithfield also wants to remove one 15-minute break in the afternoon, which is one of three breaks employees get, including a similar one in the morning and a 30-minute lunch break. There are more than 3,000 employees at Smithfield. Motley says about 82% are union members. A contract extension expires on June 7th. Motley says if members don't agree to the contract, it could be time for a work stoppage or a walkout. Kira Lombardo is the chief administrative officer with Smithfield. In a statement to SDPB, Lombardo says the union is inaccurate. Lombardo says it's unfortunate the union is resorting to such tactics during an active and ongoing contract negotiation. The company says additional meetings are scheduled for next week should the offer not be accepted. For SDPB, for South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.